Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we started a new section, the section on the signs of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person, and encouragement that these be adopted and one should strive to acquire them. So today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah ta'ala qal, man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي بما اقترضت عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإن سألني أعطيته ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah ta'ala says that I declare war on a person who harbors enmity towards a friend of mine. My servant does not gain proximity to me with anything more dearer to me than carrying out what I have made obligatory upon him. What is meant by this is those things that are faras. Those things that are faraz are such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, then they are the things that bring people closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My servant continues gaining proximity to me through optional acts of worship until I love him. Once I love him, I become his ears by which he hears, his eyes by which he sees, his hands by which he grasps, and his feet by which he walks. When he asks of me, I will give him. When he seeks refuge in me, I will provide him with refuge. This hadith, the first part, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah ta'ala says that man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. That person that has enmity for any wali of mine, any friend of mine, then I declare war upon him. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi said that after scanning all the hadith that he scanned, and all the ayat of Quran, he said that I've only come across two places where there's such severe warning in the whole Quran and the whole hadith. One is this situation that a person has enmity for a wali of mine. Somebody has enmity for some friend of mine. That is one occasion. And the other occasion, he said, is when a person gets involved in riba. A person gets involved in interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Take an announcement of war from Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because you're engaging in interest. See how serious these two things are. Very, very serious. You don't get a warning like this in the Quran. Normally if a person is, there's warning, there's some type of punishment. But this is not just punishment, this is actually war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not a small thing. I declare war, Allah ta'ala is saying, for that person who harbors enmity against a friend of mine. Therefore you've got to be very careful. The walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shouldn't say anything. We should be very careful. Actually, we should be having love for them. We should be having muhabbat for them. We should try and stay in the sohbat and company. Last thing we should be doing is saying anything about them and having any type of enmity against them. Anyway, the second part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us, or is telling us, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying as far as getting close to him is concerned, is that a person by carrying out the obligatory deeds, the faraz deeds, then this brings him the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the most important, most virtuous, are the fara'is. Then my servant continues granting proximity, he gets closer to me by nawafil. So therefore we should also try and do nawafil. Faraz we can only do at certain times, but nawafil we can do all the time. And in this part, ulama give a nice explanation. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? That once I love him, I become his ears by which he hears, his eyes by which he sees, his hands by which he grasps, and his feet by which he walks. When he asks me, I will give him. When he seeks refuge in me, I will provide him with refuge. Ulama give three explanations. One explanation they say is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this person's eyes. Allah will protect his ears, protect his hands, protect his feet, such that after he gets the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he won't go into the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, because his hands got the special protection of Allah. His eyes got the special, his ears all got special protection from Allah ta'ala. So now this person doesn't go into any acts of disobedience. Another meaning ulama give is that Allah Ta'ala assists His servants just as the various parts of the body assist Him. That His eyes are there to assist Him, His hands are there to assist Him, His feet are there to assist Him. Like that, this person, he's got the direct assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his close relationship with Allah ta'ala. And the third explanation ulama give is that Allah ta'ala is quicker to respond to his needs than even his body parts. When he needs to see how quick the eye can see, when he needs to move, how quick he can get the reflexes to move the hands and to move the feet, etc. How quickly he can do that. But even quicker than doing that, when this person is in need of the help of Allah, the help of Allah is with such a person who has built that relationship with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. What a beautiful hadith. This is hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi means Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that Allah is saying. So the first part of the hadith warning us about having any type of enmity, malice for a wali of Allah. And the second part is how we can get closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us His closeness and grant us an ability so that we can reach that stage where we see Allah Ta'ala becomes the eyes by which we see, the ears by which we hear, the feet by which we walk, the hands by which we grasp. It's not far-fetched, it's not something that can't be done. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you get close to Allah Ta'ala, then this will also be your condition, will also be my condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.